You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning. It's the second hour of the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We appreciate you tuning in and hope you are having a great week so far. Now, we are going to talk about Donald J. Trump, president-elect, potential attorney general. Speaking of the dynamics right now between black men and black women, because we've been talking about And our previous caller, Mr. Wright, asked a question to both Telly and Tony about, hey, if it had been your mother on the ticket, on the ballot, would there have even been any questions or reservations of who you were voting for? And we've got a lot of calls and we've had a lot of dialogue about we as a community and the current state of black excellence between men and women. And there's an interesting story that we're going to talk about after we hear from Tony and Telly. And then, Marlon, we're going to go to you. Do you want to go to Marlon first? It's up to y'all. This is live radio.
Let's go to Marlon.
All right. Let's go to Marlon. Marlon, thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. So you were talking about black men and black women in the workplace. I think there's something that we have to talk about. You know, there's not many men and many black men in corporate America like there used to be. Why is that? Because we're always telling black men to go into the trades and go do this and go do that and work with your hands. So I work in an office building, and I'm the only black man in my office building. Now I work at Waukesha as well, but still, there's other black men in my field, but not as many as there should be. It is dominated by women, and there are a lot of black women who work in my field. But I think that's part of the reason why we have it. And again, like I said before, misogyny is real, so it doesn't matter. You know, yeah, you will vote for your mom, but your wife or your sister, you know, if they're trying to tell you what to do, I think black men, misogyny is real in the black community. And we have to come to grips and understand that and be honest about that. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people aren't being honest. A lot of men aren't being honest about their misogyny. They're saying this, they're saying that. But when you talk to them, and deep down, you hear the misogyny. So that's what I think. And I'm over politics. You know, Donald Trump won. Hopefully, I'm hoping that he does everything that he said he's going to do, because I don't want America to fail ever. But, you know, it's just at the point where I'm done even talking about it. And I'm just kind of worn out from it.
All right. Well, Marlon, thank you so much. Yeah, you're welcome. Reactions.
Yeah, I think that I honestly look at in every moment there is it's a teachable moment. And we learned a lot about how people still really feel, especially men. Me personally, I don't. Like, you know, people are like, oh, man, I don't want some, you know, black woman that sleeps with a white guy to tell me what to do. First off, when did the president start telling you what to do on a daily basis? Number one.
Right.
Number two, who she sleeps with really doesn't matter or should impact her decision making.
Yeah, she's married.
So I and that to me. You know, I think that's kind of that's really weak and kind of a cop out, because when you look at a male leader, you don't first off say, well, I wonder who he's sleeping with. And I mean, and this person may be in, you know, whatever lifestyle he may be in and do whatever. But we don't think about that. But if it's a black woman is, well, you know, she got that white dude, you know, I mean, he's probably going to be telling her what to do. And then they're going to be telling us what to do. Like.
That, you really telling a black woman
weak.
About sleeping with a white
yeah.
person?
Yeah, like to
Are,
me,
really?
Like I, that's my reaction. I think that's still weak, but we really did find out how, you know, a lot of men still feel when it comes to women being in power.
Yeah, obviously we know that there's still some of that mindset going on about men feeling some kind of way about women. being their boss or being over them, right, in a work environment, which to me, it's obviously weak. Have you, I mean, in order to feel that way, have you not been around intelligent, you know, woman who's able to lead and not seen her lead? Have you not, like, seen it? Like, I don't even get that mentality.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of cases where the men are better than the men in certain situations. I've been in areas like...
The women,
like,
are better than men?
Yes.
Or, okay.
And I'm like, because nothing. I mean, there's one thing, and I hate when people try to bring, like, sports into it, because that's a physical thing. Like, Telly and I are stronger than DT. That's just what it is, right? If we're trying to lift weights, who can lift the most weights? All right, me and Telly, right? But if we're talking about intellect, like, that has nothing to do with anything. That's not gender specific, in other words. So people who try to, like, say, oh, yeah, she can't be a leader, I don't feel good about her leading, it's just misguided, in my opinion. I don't even really understand where it comes from. But it's baffling to me. You're just weak.
Exposure.
And right.
It's exposure. And you know what? Here's the thing. I get why there are a number of black men who resent black women. I've had to come to the understanding of, when you ask, I don't know where it comes from. That's a great question, Tony, that I ask myself, and I've had a lot of conversations with black men who are in my personal network, as well as even with my son. And it has everything to do with the experiences. So, like you, when you look at how you were brought up around black aunties, your mother, et cetera, and maybe somebody... That's, you know what, that's like a whole truth summit that we should have. You know, we've had all these truth summits about politics and the election, which I find interesting, because a lot of us that want to have these summits and conversations, like, I respect the barbershop summits where you have black men and talk about, we're at a point now where I'm hoping that we can collectively convene and have a conversation. When I say we, black men and black women, mm-hmm. It's going to take a very special group of moderators and facilitators. But I'm hoping we get to that point one day, because I really think it's time that we start having collective conversations about the state of black men and black women in terms of how, I mean, even in relationships, romantic relationships. So with that, speaking of black men and black women, Republican lawyer Mike Davis, who is an advisor for President-elect Donald Trump, who has also been talked about being the potential attorney general for the United States of America. And I want to repeat that again before we play this audio. And I'm going to say it slow for the people in the back and loud. This is a prospective attorney general for this country who basically would oversee the Department of Justice and any type of justice reform, law enforcement. He will be potentially the attorney general. Now, he recently, on a podcast, and this is one of the podcasts that Barry White, you should tune into. It's a very right-wing podcast that allows people to talk about black women. You should tune into that. Took aim at New York Attorney General Letitia James, who sued President-elect Donald Trump for committing business fraud and won a $454 million civil judgment against him and the Trump Organization. Now, listen, y'all, check this Mike Davis out, who could potentially be the U.S. Attorney General, talking about New York Attorney General Letitia James, who is a black woman.
Let me just say this to Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General. I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump in his second term, because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time, and we will put your fat in prison for conspiracy against rights, and I promise you that. So think long and hard before you want to violate President Trump's constitutional rights or any other American's constitutional rights. It's not going to happen again.
We've been warning people on the show, now, Mike.
Let me just say this as a black woman, and then I will pass the mic to you, Telly and Tony. And we definitely want to get your reactions. Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it very simply. Don't let the Trump administration get your Don't think that Mike Davis, because see, this is where it's going to get problematic. And every time I go to an airport and I fly and I'm in business class or first class, I'm like, don't let Trump get you in trouble. Because when you hear someone who could be the attorney general for this country talking about a black woman who actually is a colleague, she's the district attorney, the New York attorney general. And this is how you describe her: fat, poop, and called her sweetheart.
Yeah.
Do not let the Trump administration. What's the correct way to say on the radio? Mess around and find out.
Your boy from Pennsylvania. He said F around and find out.
I know. I've had the honor of meeting Letitia James. She is not one to mess with. Sweetest woman ever. But she is not the one. I have broken bread with her. She is a lovely person. I don't have to say that. But my thing is the fact that an attorney general, potential attorney general, felt comfortable and confident to talk about the New York attorney general.
He's following his daddy Trump's playbook.
Mm. That's what I'm saying.
That's how Trump talks.
Don't let Trump get you.
And this is
shut up.
Yeah, and this is exactly what happens. The dangers of normalizing, some of the rhetoric and things of, oh, that's just Trump being Trump, and at least he's showing us who he really is. But like, you got to know that this type of language being used can't be good in the long term, because you have other people that are going to come behind him that's going to talk just like that. And guess what's going to happen to him? Absolutely nothing.
I guess my question for you, Telly and Tony, is, and this is a rhetorical question, I'm not asking this in a defensive way, where are all the black men like the Michael Eric Dysons and the Roland Martins and the Ben? I'm asking, where are these men not having press conferences saying, we will not allow you to come? Because can I ruffle some feathers? When Madam Vice President was on the ticket, all three of them brothers was on the truth. Talking about, we support Kamala Harris and we endorse her. You got a whole, obviously, white supremacist man talking about a black woman who is the New York Attorney General, calling her sweetheart and fat. Boop. I'm just waiting on the brothers. Where y'all at? Where's the Michael Eric Dysons? And if they've already spoken out about this, just let me know. But where are y'all at?
Basically threatening her.
Yeah.
Yes!
I'm gonna pull a detail. I'm gonna sip my coffee on this one. Because you are so right.
Because,
it's okay. It's convenient to be out in the front when it's something good. But okay, when it's something like this come up, where are you?
Ricky, can we get
the support?
Can we get the crickets?
Yeah.
Michael Eric Dyson, Attorney Ben Crump, who else did I? Roland Martin, all have been on this station endorsing Madam Vice President. But I haven't heard anything about this sister right here, who happens to be also an attorney general for one of the largest states in this country, New York. Good morning, Jay. Thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly and Tony. What is your question or comment?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing today?
Great.
Yeah, it seems like the food's just coming out, because it's sad that, he's trying to say what he got to say. But, every time Trump get in the White House, it's always this. People got to be so emboldened and do what they have to do. I thought about that white lady, the white family, who, they had a Mexican neighbor, and because they voted for Trump, they had them deported. They called ICE on them. And then the other one where, same situation where you got a white family. Now all this time when the kids are playing with the white kids, they can't play with them no more. So I'm like, all this is just showing how the rest of the country gonna act. But as you said, DT, that don't let him put you in a situation where you get your behind kicked like you was getting ready to say. And like I said, I'm always going to say this. That's the butt-naked truth. And they know they're as wrong, and they're as wrong as the day long when they do stuff like that. Y'all have a blessed day. You take care, okay?
You too, Jay. God bless you back. Thank you for your call. And, it was funny because a couple of weeks ago, I had shared the story, Tony and Telly. Telly remembers you weren't here that day, about how I had sat in the wrong seat on a flight. And it was in first class, business class. Guy walks up, you're in my seat. Now, he's probably thinking, just based on his tone, that I just was like, oh, I wonder what it's like to sit in first class. I'm just going to randomly select this seat, and I'm going to just take my poor black female butt back in the back, sweetheart, because, you know, I'm a Aunt Jemima big black woman who ain't got no business sitting up in first class. And we got to play the audio. We can't. I said, first of all, good morning. That's how you address a human being. And I said, you're right. I am in the wrong seat. Guess what seat it was, Tony?
What?
You should have saw his face, y'all. And the flight attendant that was... the flight attendant that came up to me afterwards and said, I love you. White gentleman. He was like, I love you. Guess what? He was so assuming that I was sitting in the back. I said, you're right. My bad. I'm not in 1B. I'm in 1D. And he had to sit and look at me the entire flight. And when I tell you, he put his headphones on and took his iPad out or his tablet and just looked down, wouldn't even look at me. Oh, you learned today, didn't you? You learned today, didn't you? He looked, I'm telling you, it was priceless.
Haters everywhere.
But I am telling y'all right now, PSA, for anyone who is listening that is a white supremacist, do not let Trump get you in a situation where you're going to find out. Moriam says, DT, they have no power. That is why we are not respected. We do not defend our community and our people. Not really a city girl on our YouTube message board. Can you believe that he sent such a message to a professional black woman like that? Exactly. And it's not even, to me, not really a city girl about whether or not she was professional. It's the whole fact that I'm waiting for Michael Eric Dyson, Ben Crump, Roland Martin. Who else am I from? Where y'all at? Because y'all was literally in this studio.
Yeah. The entire legal community shouldn't be putting up with
entire.
That.
Entire.
Everybody. Because imagine someone said that to them. Oh, he'd be up. Now he's going to, what? You're going to prosecute him for talking bad to you? I mean, that you're just setting a precedent that, oh, we could just talk any kind of way to each other.
Exactly.
Let's go. Free for all.
Brothers, I am asking y'all right now to speak up because we are sending the message that, yep, that's how we talk to them too. So go right ahead. And as much as I appreciate, and I see you, Ricky, I'm going to break. As much as I appreciate, who is this? Ronnie, who said, Denise, there's nothing wrong with being professional. Don't let those of us who are lacking and not trying to better themselves steal your joy and energy. Salute, Queen. Love you. I love you too, Ronnie. I'm human. Some days y'all catch me on the wrong day. But I'm asking brothers like you, Ronnie, whether you're white, black, brown, yellow. You wonder why there's so much divisiveness. We need y'all to take up for us in public. Because as long as you're silent, they're going to be like, yep. They don't. Every time I play a hip hop song, they're calling their women B's and H's. So why should I respect? Can you imagine the confidence that it took for him to call a New York attorney general sweetheart and a fat boop?
He probably didn't even think twice about
it. At all. But that's okay, Mike Davis. Catch me
outside.
That's
how they talk.
We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. I'm not sure of what I see. You don't work with me.
Are you telling me to see the sign? She's looking in the eyes. Oh, Justin. I've been struggling with my JT. You know he's supposed to be at Pfizer Forum October 28th. And he had to cancel.
That was
he
rescheduled. Yeah,
like
yeah.
He said he has bronchitis.
Hey, Snoop is on everything, dude.
Man, I want to be Snoop
around,
for a week.
Snoop is on everything.
Can I be Snoop Dogg for a week?
He's on Fortnite. I play Fortnite with my nephews and some other dudes, and Snoop is on Fortnite. I'm like, you got to be kidding. They got a place called the Dog Pound on there.
I love Snoop. I love him winning. Remember the movie Old School?
Yeah.
I remember when Snoop...
Snoop was like, hey, man.
Snoopity-Doo, we're going streaking. Let's go, Snoopity-Loopity-Doo.
Snoop was looking at him like,
Bishop Don Juan was... You know what? I'm going to watch that movie tonight. That is my movie. If y'all have not seen the movie Old School... It stars Jeremy Piven, Will Ferrell, Snoop Dogg has a special appearance.
Yes,
and
yes.
Scott Bishop, Bishop Don Juan was like, oh,
he was like, hey, man.
Hey, man.
But they didn't want to touch me because he had his shirt on. So they're like,
he was naked. Hey, man. Right there. He was like, Snoop, we're going streaking.
They were like, hey, man.
That is my movie.
But you, DT, we talk about, you have said so many times, like, man, it just costs to go outside. But Snoop is the type of person, wake up and just make money.
Man.
Like, before he eats cereal, like, it's like, oh, I made, he check his phone. Oh, I made another $100,000 a day. Because they use his voice, they
what?
Use his image, like, oh.
He's everywhere.
Yes,
he's
yes.
on The Voice.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I mean, I can't think of.
I love him on that Corona commercial where you're sitting with that white dude who'd be trying to rap.
Yeah.
Then the white dude says, I shouldn't have rapped.
Yeah.
Snoop is winning.
Yes.
Can you imagine being his wife right now? She's like, it's about time. He was out here doing porn and death row. He did.
What?
Yes.
Come on.
Google it.
I'd rather not know that. Thank you.
I know.
I'm just trying to forget you said that right now. Hold on.
Do you remember that? Help me.
Who's got the Men in Black pin? Zap my brain. I want to zap the last 5 minutes away.
You're right.
Please.
Snoop has evolved like no other. And I just want to be, I want to be like, I would report to whoever reports, whoever reports, whoever reports to Snoop. Like, seriously. I would be like, hey, can I be your assistant?
But to me, Snoop seems like the type of person that either has had the same assistant his entire career or don't even have one. Be like, hey, man, just, hey, talk to my wife, man. Talk to Shantae. Y'all man, want me to come?
You know what?
I saw Snoop at, there's a golf tournament in Arizona, Waste Management, Telly probably knows.
Yeah.
But they have a concert every year, too. They have this thing called the Bird Nest. It's out, big tent. It's a concert venue. Snoop was there 1 year, and man, this dude was up on stage, nothing but smoking the whole show. Everybody up there smoking. He's got two stripper poles, and there's girls on the pole the whole show. That's why he's doing the show.
Here's the thing, Tony. If you would have told me that story 5 years ago, I might have reacted this way. But based on the outcome of the election, nothing shocks me anymore. Like, you can literally say, Denise, there's a green Martian that just walked inside 3rd Street Market Hall with a linen suit and a Corona in there. I'd be like, it's Wednesday.
Like, did he have a MAGA hat on?
We are currently living in a world where nothing shocks us. Like, seriously, is there anything that would shock you right now? Like, any headline you would read that you'd be like, oh, think about it. We have literally... Let's just start with this year. The Diddy, the baby oil.
No, you got to go back. You said we're going to start with just this year. It was the Cat Williams interview kicked off everything.
Like, there is nothing you can say or put in front of my eyes where I'm going to be like, oh, because we didn't went through it all this year. Matter of fact, since we're on the subject of what? How was it that during the whole, like, 60 days leading up to the general election, all the polls, and I mean all of them, it's neck to neck between Madam Vice President and former President John, it's neck to neck, it's 58-48, it's 48-46, and then the day of the election, again, that map looked like a Kool-Aid red.
The poll wasn't polling right. I don't know what happened there.
My grandma used to say, something in the milk ain't clean.
What had happened was...
But here's
y'all look,
the thing.
Y'all be lying.
We talked about it. Like, that didn't match up, but no one's going to say anything about it. No one's going to...
They're probably doing it on purpose. Probably putting y'all to sleep. Like, oh, yeah, I voted for Trump, but I'm going to come out and say I voted for Harris.
Well...
I'm gonna throw the polls off.
No, for real, y'all.
Purposely.
Truth Nation, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. I'm still trying to understand how literally every day Telly and I would report that the race was neck and neck. We did it, Joe. Thank you. Kamala. Kamala. Mm-mm. It's 7:15.
There was groups of white dudes for Kamala. Remember that?
Yeah. Black people for $300 million in 1 week. And then there was
It's like you don't even
I mean, seriously, if you look at the national electoral map, It's like Kool-Aid red with a little sprinkle of blue, like, what are the things you put on top of cupcakes?
The sprinkles. I'm telling you.
Seriously, help me understand that.
Like, my mom was never sports person, but if I was doing something and it was a blowout, my mom, first thing she'll say is, they ain't even show up, did you? And that's what I can hear her saying right now after the election. Like, I thought it was 51-49. I thought it was
every day
49-48. I thought it was this.
No,
they ain't even show up.
We got 4.6% of undecided voters, but it is neck to neck. It is neck to neck. It is neck. I remember exactly where I was when I said, I called my father. I said, it's over. He was like, no, baby girl. I think she going to win. I said, Dad, I'm a Bears fan.
What was that, at 5:02 in the evening? And right when the polls opened?
I said, Dad, I'm a Bears fan. I know with losing. Very well acquainted with losing.
I know how I feel. I know when it's coming. I know when it's around the corner.
I know what it smells like.
I know what it sounds
like. I said, look, the Bears fans, that's how we are. We win 3 games in the first. We going to the Super Bowl. All the Bears fans this season. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, I told you. By the way, if anybody wants to buy the tickets to the Bears-Packers game this Sunday, I do have them. But, yeah, just help me understand. Black conscious. Can you help Telly and I and Tony understand how was it neck to neck to the day? Would you say 5:02? Was just red.
It did just boom, just start bleeding.
You're live with DT and Telly at Black Conscious. What's your comment or question? And Tony, my bad.
Okay. First of all, that first win, we were screaming Super Bowl after the first quarter we won.
That's what's wrong with us. We get so excited.
We thought we was going to the Super Bowl after we won the first quarter touchdown. Dun, 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 dun. So let's get it right on the Bears Nation. Go Bears.
Bear down. Look.
Hey, other,
Bear all the way down.
Hold on.
That was unnecessary.
The other bamboozle was they told us she won Iowa. She's leading Iowa.
They Hooray. Sure did.
Everything is going to be all right. Now, I got to go into this work site, so here's what the truth is. Russia, Russia, Russia. Peace, y'all.
Well, there you have it. The caller, good morning. You're live with DT, Telly, and Tony. Can you help us understand how it was neck to neck, neck to neck? Campaign concerts everywhere. Man.
Boom, got them doors blown out soon as 5:02 hit.
Yeah. Caller, what
is Well, polls are always wrong. They were just more wrong this time, and I wish there were a poll that could talk about how, unless Walter Payton is unfrozen and brought back to life, that the Bears will always suck.
You ain't lying.
I don't think he froze, the caller.
No, he's saying unfreeze him. I get it. Like, wherever he is, I'm with the caller.
Life,
look, man, Bears people are talking, Telly. Just be quiet. Go ahead, the caller. Express yourself.
If you live in Wisconsin and are a Bears fan, you live close enough. You know how I tell you at the end of church, the pastor goes up and says, the doors to the church. Well, I'll say the doors to Packer Nation are open. Denise, won't you come?
Won't you come?
So I'm glad that we can laugh, but I think when it comes to Vice President Harris, she's going to be fine as an individual. She did the best that she could do with the time she had and the situation she had. America has just said yes to a king like the Israelites did, you know, when they were free from Pharaoh, and then, you know, they wound up, I think it's Saul 1:8, you know, they begged for a king. So you got your king, and let's see how that works out for, you know, some of the people we know he don't care about that voted for him. I'm just going to watch it play out, because the caller, like Vice President Harris and Denise and Telly, we're going to be all right.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just, again, I'm trying to understand.
Didn't Kendrick say it?
Yeah,
he sure did.
I'm trying to understand from both Telly and Tony. We will. Thank you, the caller. Again, I'm trying to understand from both of y'all. God bless you, too. Truth Nation, Telly, Tony, how was it that leading literally up to the day before? It's neck and neck. It's neck and neck. All kind of polls.
But don't you dare say it was rigged. Don't you dare say that. Now, they can say it. They can say it all day.
The Republicans would have been screaming. If the polls were close, then he lost by a landslide. Oh. It'd have been hot.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of 2020 when they were like, there's no way I could have lost. I was leading everything.
Well, when we come back from break, we're going to hear from Ron from the South Side. Ron, give us your patience, brother. We're going to take your call as soon as we get back because I'm just trying to understand how it was neck and neck and neck and neck and neck and neck and neck. And then on the day of the election, the national electoral map.
Boom goes the dynamite.
It looked like a Kool-Aid commercial. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Lee Hughes.
Nope. Do you read?
At Old National Bank, they know there's nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. We are back, and I am checking out because I can't stand Telly Hughes. If y'all could only hear. Tony, can you have my back on this?
Is he not a fool
when we on break?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
He'd be acting up. You'd be acting up.
Ron from the South Side, you are live with DT. No, actually, you're live with Telly and Tony because I'm out. What's your question or comment?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. The question of, how it was so weird after just a few minutes of the polls being quote unquote polls. I remember talking to Brother Sharon the other day, and I said, walk with me a little bit. You got Elon Musk, who just popped up in Donald Trump's world. They're not buddies. They're not friends. All of a sudden, he popped up. He's a SpaceX guy. He's a computer guy. He got cars driving themselves. He got, dogs looking like people. He's that guy, right? Then you got Putin and Elon talking to each other weeks before the election came up. Putin and Russia has interfered with our elections, proven by the FBI and the CIA. Those two connect to each other. Then you got the buffoon Donald Trump, who is saying that, it was stolen and all that other stuff. I don't understand how people are really connecting that dot. I know it sounds like science fiction. I hope this is not going to drop your ratings, but I'm just looking like Elon and Russia and then Donald Trump and then Kamala Harris is not even getting the battleground space to even turn a little purple. I mean, that bright, bright red, like the Kool-Aid man, like you said, it doesn't make no sense to me. And I know the Democrats don't want to say, stop the steal or the rigged election or stuff, but I'm saying it right now. I'm fast-forwarding the 3 years, and we're going to find out later that something was amiss there. And it just doesn't make no sense that she was down. She's only like, she only had like less than 70-something electoral.
And nobody's saying that. Right. That's the thing.
Donald
Trump was already down near 190-something already. And I'm looking like, this is, I was just sitting in the room like, okay, there's something wrong here.
Absolutely.
No battleground. She was in Wisconsin so much, I thought I saw her at Walmart the other day. You know what I'm saying? Like, she did not miss a battleground state. All the people, man, come on. I know I sound like a crazy man,
no,
but I'm just saying.
No, you don't.
Nobody's looking at the possibility. All right, Elon, so, Russia.
That's,
come on, bro.
Hey, man.
So, Ron, check this out.
The call, bro.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. So, check this out, Ron, from Southside. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer yesterday, I don't know if you watched it, but you got to go back and look at it. We tried to get the video, but we couldn't find it. But I do have the highlights. So, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Now, if y'all listen to the show, you know I refer to him as the Don Juan of the Democratic Party. Him and Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, most powerful Democrats in the Democratic Party. That is a fact. I'm trying to understand. As he addressed the Democratic Party yesterday on Capitol Hill, on the floor, live. And by the way, Chuck, or hold on, let me put some respect because I don't want no problems. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Number one, as a communication coach, you already lost me because he was just reading. And like Brother Cat Williams said, anybody can read. If you can read, you can read. Now, any other time, he didn't have any script. Remember on the DNC, he came out there?
Oh, yeah.
Step, step, side to side, down and round, dip it low. Let's go, Chuck. And so this is what he said yesterday. I'm giving y'all the cliff notes. We have to look at what we did right and continue to pursue those goals. This is what Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who was about to be Senate Minority Leader effective January. And then he proceeds to say, but Democrats also have to understand the things that we did wrong and how we must change. You think?
Yeah.
Tell me something that I don't know. Like, you're the majority leader of the Democratic Party, and you start up with, we're going to have to think about things that we need to do differently. What's the saying that we used to say in fifth grade? Duh.
Hey, Captain Obvious, is there anything else that y'all thought about since losing? Bad.
What'd you say, Telly, Captain Obvious? Then he goes on to say, we must be honest, we must be practical, and we must never abandon the roots that define the Democratic Party for generations. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the root cause right now. Just Truth Nation. Quick question for you, Tony and Telly and Truth Nation. What's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing, expecting different results.
Brother Chuck, you just said we must never abandon the roots that define the Democratic Party for generations. That is exactly why that map looked like a Kool-Aid commercial.
We must never abandon what's making us ineffective.
Yeah.
So,
huh?
If y'all have not seen Chuck. This video, again, just because we're trying to find the video, too, because I wanted y'all to hear it from his mouth and not mine. But that basically were the two things that he led with. And I turned the channel. I sent a screenshot to Telly, Ricky, and our director of content, Kyle Wallace, yesterday, because I was actually trying to be optimistic. And then, see, that's the thing.
They should play that clip where he says that for when anybody goes in front of Congress talking about term limits. That right there will tell you, right? Yeah, you doing the same stuff. You too old, man.
Sit down.
Get out of here.
And then he goes on to say, on the flip side, because there were, this was actually a good thing for me. There were two black women that became U.S. senators, Maryland and Delaware. So shout out to Maryland, Delaware, well, for voting for black women to be U.S. senators. Mm. With that being said, Chuck goes on to say, it's a testament to the incredible work Senate Democrats have done in this chamber. Did you not see the map?
Yeah.
Did you not see the map, Chuck? She raised $300 million. The polls, okay, can I just go ahead and just keep it real? Mm-hmm. Democratic Party, have a seat. I'm like,
you got to do something.
Y'all with the Bears. Fire, something. Sell the team.
Yeah.
Fire the front office. Get rid of all the players and just start from scratch. Democratic Party, get rid of all them.
Yeah.
Because for Chuck Schumer, the leader, the Senate Majority Leader, and the most powerful, along with Nancy Pelosi, Democratic person, said that we must never abandon the roots that define the Democratic Party for generations?
Well,
what?
And DT, this may seem very simple, but they're going to have to, at the very least, start off by renaming it or saying the new Democratic Party in 2028 or something. Because if you come with this same thing, I think you're going to lose even more registered Democrats.
Insanity. The Democratic Party has lost their ever-loving minds.
You better dig them roots up. It's trying to stick with the roots that haven't worked for you.
And you have the same black people, the same black leaders saying the same thing. You know what? I'm surprised the Democratic Party didn't have us singing Negro spirituals.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home.
They let us know.
Yeah.
When we come back,
you get white reparations.
At least the Bears fired their offensive coordinator. You're right.
We do that every season.
Yeah. Problem is, you got a young quarterback. He needs somebody, and now you're just going through people. It's not going
to
help him.
The Bears and the Democratic Party all need to go to a convention.
And where was the DNC?
Shut up. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, y'all. My truth of the matter is this. Tony Smith during break just asked me, what are your top three like issues, Denise? Being a black person in this country, what's like the top three agenda items for you? Coming in at number three, my community. Coming in at number two, no longer having faith and confidence in my government. And coming in at number one, my top number one issue is sell the damn bear. Sell the team. Sell the team.
Sucks.
Because the Bears still suck. That's my truth of the matter, y'all. Telly, what you got?
Oh, man. My truth of the matter, we were a lot of places today, but the poll, going back to the poll question, and it's just something that I think we should at least think about. If you guys want to, the over 40% that still want to talk about the election, then we got to talk about how much of a landslide it was and what it was leading up to it. So if we're going to have full, transparent conversations, then be ready to have those type of conversations.
You got knocked up out.
But, you know, but that doesn't change my stance on it. Again, I feel like, you know, November 5th has happened, and let's try to figure out a collective plan together moving forward. So that is my truth of the matter.
Yeah, I just got to talk to all the people who are upset about the results and upset about what's going on in America. Just tell you like they used to do on the playground. When someone say something you don't like and they come up to you, so do something.
Yeah.
do something about it.
Do something.
She gonna do.
Nah, but for real, though, anybody want to buy tickets to the Bears-Packers yeah. game on Sunday? I'm for real, y'all. They 50-yard line, fifth row. Packers fans don't even want to go to that game.
I can watch my garbage collected every Wednesday. I don't need to go to the Bears game.
I don't even have a rebuttal. I can't even say anything back. Not for real. Hit me up in real. Hit me up a real cop coach real, on Instagram. I got some tickets. Okay.
Hey, no.
We can negotiate.
She been promoting these since Sunday.
Damn, I'm telling you, Darren texted me. He was like, and I mean, he had it all what do you call it? All caps. Sell the tickets. I was like, sell the team. He was like, no, sell the tickets. So again, let me get my professional voice.
It might be that
That's
game.
That's funny. Sell the team. No, sell the tickets.
I go sell the team. He's like, no, we ain't even got to that point yet. Dear Green Bay Packers fans, I do have tickets. 50-yard line, fifth row. Look at Telly. He's like, you could be on the field, Denise, and nobody's buying them tickets. Not for real. I'll give a nice discount. Because I don't want to, I'm tired of going to the game every year.
And being, yeah.
And then we got the nerve to be mad at Packers fans as they're leaving. We hate you. I'm like, no. They won. We should be yelling at the McCarthys.
He said, no, they don't suck.
Usually
the winner doesn't suck.
Help me, Lord, because I knew we was going to win this season. I was like, yeah, we're going to beat the Packers this season.
Man, if I could, I would take them off of you. I've never been to a Bears-Packers game.
Well, this is not the year to go. This is not the year to go. And then we're glutton for punishment. Then we go back to Lambeau Field in January.
Oh, yeah.
And do it all over again.
Yeah. Now, that one ain't going to be good.
Ain't nobody ask you. Ain't nobody come see you. No, I'm sensitive. But yeah, for real, y'all. Look, one more game. We got 30 seconds. Hit me up if you want the Bears Packers.
Good luck, Bears.
They're nice seats. You have nothing else to do. Like, I'm getting no love on the YouTube message board. It's just crickets.
New coordinator coming in. Have some faith.
Up next, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tony, thank you as always for being a guest, co-host. We appreciate and love y'all, Truth Nation. Up next, 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio, including the one and only Professor Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great day. We love you. Tell somebody you love them back. We will see and hear y'all tomorrow, Lord willing.
Peace out.